For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The gods, the drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on!
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dip of dogs.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I'm the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny and your podcast Jedi. I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team, never! Inhale. It's DPP.
It's good to be back, but that's not important. There's other people to introduce here.
Yeah, screw you! Yeah. Oh, Christopher Platt's here as well. How's the mashing of M&Ms going on, Christopher? You valuable pipes boy.
That's not valuable pipes valuable boy. Pipes that boy. That could go horrible.
UVPP.
Mama made me mash my M&Ms.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I'm just going to say hi and greetings and salutations. And Dan, you're very magnanimous, sir. I'm not getting caught up here. Pipe boy. Ooh, boy. Woo. Nope. Not today,
oh.
Satan.
Well, that dude.
All right. Well, the trivia trickster is here as well.
As always with trivia, but hey, whoa. There's one other guy we got to introduce.
Right on time.
That's my job, shithead.
I don't care. I'm happy.
Oh, making his return to the DWI podcast. The one half of the Outsider's Edge. One hell of a guy. Part of Bandwagon Nerds as well. No fancy name yet. I think the holidays are approaching, so make sure you're following him at It's Ray Cash. R-E-Y as in Mysterio. It's Ray Cash.
Hey!
Hi, I'm Ray, and I like cash. Hello.
How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? Good to see y'all. First of all, Tony, I talk to you pretty regularly. Platt, semi-regularly. But AJ and Dan, what's up, guys? I ain't seen y'all in a minute. What's happening?
What's crapping, brother?
Good to
I moved
see
into a new house.
I was about to say, you see Dan, yeah, he's got a new house, that entire new background.
No, I pulled a Tunney. I just moved to the corner.
No, it's talking about Dan.
Me.
Oh, you moved to
I literally moved houses.
What happened to the Thunderdome? Do you have a Thunderdome 2.0?
We got Thunderdome 2.0 here, brother. We got this going on.
Snap.
A little Funko Pop section here, and then we got the wrestling video game section here, and then, bam!
Oh!
Got the whole basement.
Chris, AJ, we got to go to Milwaukee,
Tony
bro.
Sits. Oh, yeah.
See that bar? That's where Tony sits.
Yeah, we're going.
Right there's Tony's bed.
So I know you've been there already, Tony. Have you crashed on that couch as of yet?
I've only gone to Dan's to work so far, so the next time I go there, it will definitely not be driving home till the next morning. But so many different shows, I am the perfect person because I'm gone out of your house before you even wake up in the morning.
I was about to say, also, Platt, apparently you don't even listen when you're even on the show because Tony said he does have a room.
I don't.
There's an extra room, but it's not mine. I just sleep in the basement.
It's made for Legos.
The hell are you doing, AJ? What the fuck, man? Like, dude.
Hey, well, there's some days where I got to work with you. Some days
AJ,
I work with
it's funny. Like, well, if he's not gonna get, I'm booking my flight to Milwaukee.
Fuck you.
I don't. All I need is a blanket. I don't even need a pillow, dog. I need a blanket.
I was about to say military training. I'll take the floor.
You got that.
What was
that sectional?
How I Met Your Mother.
Layback. Oh,
he
the
had
one sheet.
Just one pillow on his bed and a half a blanket, so that when women came over, they could see clearly there was only one person sleeping on the bed. Full size bed, half a blanket.
There was a lot of forethought in that. Right. Very well done.
Sounds like something Platt used to do back in the day.
Used 10 to.
10 o'clock checkout, man. 10 o'clock checkout. That was the rule.
Used to do. Used to do.
Block checkout. It's like hotel rules, man. Hey, I'm
washed. He still
now,
does it,
baby.
But he's told.
I'm washed. I mean, you know what my big thing was that I did last weekend? Number one, I worked some OT Saturday morning, and I cut in the middle of my OT so we could get all dressed and go to the farmer's market like a family. That was the big shit I did last week. So, yeah. Washed, rinsed, and dry. It was whack, man.
I didn't really
hate it.
Anything
good at the farmer's market?
I didn't, man. I got these. I got some chicken that was raised on a farm by these farm kids, and apparently they don't have toothbrushes on the farm, but that's a different story.
For the chickens?
I felt bad because
I didn't
the
know chickens
are like super small. They look like fucking wingdings and shit, and they were legs and thighs.
It's my favorite font on Microsoft Word.
About the freezer. I felt like a dick telling them to put them back in the freezer, so I ended up paying like $30 for 6 pieces of chicken.
Well, you got hosed.
Yep.
So you're going back next week?
Yeah, going back next week. Cutting in more overtime. Labor Day.
I'm going to find me another one somewhere. Man.
Chicken back in their face.
I said that's hilarious. I said all that to say, Ray, I'm washed, man. I am completely washed, rinsed, and dry.
Well, you're married, so I mean that would, yeah. The only single one. See, but even AJ, are you still in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm in a new one, but not the same
okay.
one.
So the only single ass idiots here are me and Tony, unless Tony got a girl he ain't telling nobody about. So I mean,
why is that idiot?
We're almost. You're 40. I'm almost 40. We should be with somebody, bro. It's time.
Be with anybody now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just don't go the cat.
Yeah, brother.
Or nobody at all. No. Hold on. Let me check. Let me check something real quick here. Does anybody care if I get up at about 11:30 tomorrow? Start drinking right away when the pay-per-view comes. Does anybody care?
Yes.
No one cares. So guess what? Guess what? That's gonna happen.
No, Tony's dating Meg Thee Stallion, man.
I could see that lawyer dude being Tony. Yeah, of course I'm dating Meg Thee Stallion. What's wrong with you? Of course. that's Tony's doppelganger at the MCU.
Tell me. Yeah, you must have seen my tweet then.
I did. Why is she Hulk hotter than the young lady when she's just her?
That's kind of the point. Jennifer Lopez wasn't that fine.
Okay, cool. I felt weird about it. You know, lusting after this green broad. I felt weird, but cool.
No, that's kind of the point.
Okay,
at
cool.
At the end of the episode, after she fought the Wrecking Crew, and she looked into the window, and she was like, damn, I'm a bad bitch. Like, that's what the face said. So, yeah.
Dan, you're good now. You're good now.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
You good?
I didn't tell you how Thanos came back.
I just spoilers, and he just like
shit
his thing off.
This game sucks. I'm out. Fuck you, Ray, and fuck the DWI podcast. I'm out.
And there goes the sound.
Speaking of DWI podcast, this is the 339th edition. We got Ray Cash here in a full house. We're going to go over all 3 shows happening this weekend, and no, we're not going to cover all 14 fucking matches from All Out. But stick around. You're listening to DWI on Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, welcome back, folks. Don't forget to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a chair shot T-shirt. They make a great gift as well. Are you guys going to watch tomorrow afternoon live? Like, obviously, this drops Saturday morning. We're recording Friday afternoon, but one Eastern, man, that thing's going to be on. I'm not joking. I'm watching it and drinking right away.
You're doing what you just did. Crack a beer.
Crack a beer. Watch it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna drink some water. Is that okay?
I just wondered if you're gonna watch it live. Are you gonna watch it live? Is the question.
Oh hell yeah! I ain't doing shit else. I'm watching football and wrestling, and that's it. And maybe myself go to the bathroom. That's about it.
I feel so horrible, y'all, because tomorrow is AMC movie day, which means that at most AMC theaters, all the movies are $3, and you know Amber wanted to go to a movie, and I'm like, well, babe, I'm working in the morning. I'm doing overtime in the morning from about 7 to 12, and then we got the Clash at the Castle at 1. And then after that, you got Notre Dame and Ohio State. So it's like, maybe I could squeeze in like between the hours of 5 and 8, we could maybe squeeze something in.
You know, you can watch wrestling after the football game.
Why you make my woman sound like Edith Bunker, man? What's wrong with you?
I was just about to say the same thing.
Watch it! Watch it! That's enough of the wrestling! We're going to the movie!
Look, Platt, I will Venmo Amber $25 right now. Like, you can go to a regular movie. Does that have to be the $3?
Go see the new thing.
Yes!
Your mom's still in town, right?
Yeah.
You tell the ladies to go to the movie without the baby, and you stay home and watch Clash at the Castle with Bash.
Right on. There we go.
Why Tony needs a woman? Look at that.
No. Why Tony is the best uncle?
Yesterday, I was like, does anybody give a shit if I just go golfing tomorrow with DP and then go to the bar afterwards and fucking have a beer and eat lunch there? Does anybody care? Nope. We said nothing.
You yahoos do realize it's not about the $3 movie. It's about the trying to maintain the relationship, even though we have a new addition now. You do realize that, right?
Well, you're kind of locked into each other now.
A little bit.
All right. Let's get into some wrestling, gentlemen. Clash at the Castle. I got the cards pulled up here, and here it is. Let me run it down real quick. We can just kind of go all over the place with it. Edge and Rey Mysterio with Dominic in the corner taking on the Judgment Day with Rhea in the corner. Gunther with Ludwig Kaiser taking on Sheamus, and the Brawling Brutes should be there. Riddle and Rollins looking for that to be a banger. Mm. Bianca, Alexa, and Asuka taking on Bayley, Dakota, and Io. Liv defending the title against Shayna, and obviously Roman taking on Drew McIntyre. My guest today, Mr. Ray Cash. Thanks for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it. Do you want to let everybody know about Outsider's Edge real quick, though, before we get into everything? Coming back here?
Yes. So Scott Hall used to be a wrestler named Razor Ramon, and his finishing move was the Razor's Edge. It was a crucifix powerbomb.
Ray, yes, sir. Ray. Yeah. This is a wrestling podcast. They already know all of that.
So I was explaining what the Outsider's Edge was. It was a finishing move by Scott Hall. That's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the podcast.
No. I was talking about the Scott Hall soliloquy. That's the part I was talking about. Everybody listening to this knows that.
you'll never know who might find this show. DWI covers a lot of different boundaries.
You're right. Does Let it? Me mute myself.
So Does it?
Your promo. I apologize.
Does it?
Yeah, it covers sports entertainment and sports entertainment.
Look at you. Such a good
Use it while you're using your head, right?
That way.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, new episode comes out today. Came out today. Me and Kyle are back. Gonna try to get back in the regular kind of with rigmarole of things, and we sprinkled a little potpourri. We went a little everything, touched a little everything, much like we're doing on today's show, the DWI.
The total package.
What's up, Dave?
And go find Ray Cash and put him on any podcast because he gives his own reverbs.
Oh, so Tony messed up his Skype, so he can't do the special stuff no more. So when we have Bandwagon Nerds, I do it now live. So I do all the special effects live now.
Oh, yeah, Platt, me and Ray are kind of infringing on our old gimmick. We were doing all the sound effects while Patrick's gone on Bandwagon Nerds.
That's hilarious. So y'all Michael Winslowing this shit up.
Well, yo, we're just
Carl Winslowing
shit. We're like lots of fans just hanging together. We enjoy it. I don't know about everybody else. All right, Ray, wrestling. Besides the Roman Reigns Drew McIntyre match, what are you most looking forward to seeing something progress out here?
From a match perspective, Gunther versus Sheamus. Sheamus is the exact perfect hue for a Gunther match because he's going to walk in pasty white and walk out red. The color of Adam's shirt sheets. Like, it's going to be blood red. That's number one. From a wrestling perspective, that's it. But I'm really curious to see where they go from a story perspective with Liv and Shayna, because the fans have turned on Liv for no reason. Shayna's starting to get heated back up. Ronda's looming. Ronda and Shayna are finally, after 3 years, starting to like be in each other's same world now. Are you going to continue to let Liv be the spunky underdog who's resilient, or are you going to give her something? Shayna should destroy her in 2 minutes. But we know they're not going to do that. So I'm really curious to see where they go with that from a story perspective. But every match is going to hit. And
if you want to hear the rest of Ray's opinion, head on over to thechairshot.com at ChairShot Radio Network. And, you know, listen to Outsider's Edge, because I'm sure he finished that thought. DP, I seen you agreeing with a lot what Ray was saying. Why don't you go ahead and finish that thought?
Yeah. Very excited to see Shayna and... you know, Ronda almost feeling like they're on the same page, and that whole, you know, probably not going to get the whole four horsewomen thing anymore with, you know, Sasha Banks maybe not being there, but, you know, the four horsewomen that they had before, you know, with Ronda and Shayna, I forget the other two names, but they could have, you know, they could maybe go that way.
Yeah, no one knows their names.
Yeah. You know, no one knows at their least names. Them two together, you know, even if they don't.
Marina Shafir.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're in AEW.
Both of them are in AEW. I know one of them.
One of them is. I don't know about the other.
But even if they don't give Shayna the world title here from Liv, but have, you know, her and Ronda become a tag team for a little while or something and dominate the tag team division or whatever, fine. That gives a little bit to the tag team division that the women's division definitely needs. So I'm all for that. I think that'd be really cool. I'll take. What I'm interested in being the Judgment Day and where they go with this whole storyline here too, because they have been for the longest time teasing the Dominic turn to the Judgment Day, and this seems like another good opportunity for them to do the turn with Dominic on the outside, you know, accidentally or whatever helps the Judgment Day maybe, you know, and then eventually turns, you know, makes the full turn here or something. They got to do something there, I think, because the Judgment Day, if they're going to keep that group together and actually make them something, I feel like they need the win here and they need something to spark that. Beating Edge and Ray with having Dominic finally do that heel turn on his dad we had been waiting for. It could be a good opportunity to do that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with that storyline there.
All I mean, I'm going to agree with what Ray said before his entire setup just pooped on itself. Gunther versus Sheamus is without a doubt going to be match of the night. You want to see two big guys just beating the hell out of each other? If you thought the Shinsuke match was good, which it really was, go if you can find that on YouTube or anything to rewatch SmackDown, go watch it. That was a great match. When Shinsuke tries, he tries. But this is going to be your old school two big boys beating the ever-living hell out of each other, and it's going to be a great match. That's really all I can say that isn't the main event that I'm excited for, in all honesty. I'm not trying to be a dick.
You can't help it, man. It's just in your DNA. It takes an asshole to recognize that, and I'm an asshole, so. Talking about the Judgment Day thing, though, man, it hasn't worked thus far, but I think as of right now, I think we can all safely say that Rhea Ripley is the de facto leader of that group, just with, you know, what she's been doing the past few weeks. And if that's the case, man, you have an opportunity to tell a very interesting story. Because how often is it that the woman is the lead of the faction and she can have Finn and Damian Priest as her henchmen to do her bidding and probably Dominic Mysterio? Because if Rhea Ripley beat the shit out of me 3-4 times, yeah, I'm down like the Browns, you dig? But that's neither here nor there. Sheamus and Gunther, shout out to Gunther. He's gotten in phenomenal shape since he's been over here on this side of the pond. And yeah, they're going to beat the holy shit out of each other. Like, Sheamus is going to come out that motherfucker looking like hamburger meat before they throw it in the grinder. Like, they just killed the cow and skinned it and cut the head off. That's what Sheamus is going to look like coming out of this. Obviously, the main event is going to be fantastic. This card up and down is fantastic. But I think the match I'm most looking forward to is Matt Riddle, who got the mat back. Shout out to Paul out there, big my name Paul, with his bitch ass. Shout out to Paul and Seth freaking Rollins, man. Love the promo on Monday, obviously.
It should be Matt freaking Riddle.
Matt freaking Riddle, I'm gonna fuck you up, bro. Like that, I've had white guys say that to me too, man. Before I'm gonna fuck you up, bro. That's hilarious.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about Matt Freaky Riddle. I get that. Yeah. Matt Freaky Riddle, yeah. But no, and, you know, there might still be some residual legitimate heat between these two guys, too, because didn't they have some problems, you know, back, you know, a few months ago? Obviously, they're both professionals. Okay, but that adds layers, though, to this storyline, and that's why it's worked so well. You know what I mean? Sure. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, Seth Rollins, he's that new guy that can have a good match with a bro. You know, they used to say that about Ric Flair. I think Seth freaking Rollins has taken that mantle up, and Riddle can go. And they've been teasing this for a while, and they played this storyline out, so I'm interested to see. That's the match I'm most looking forward to.
I got to tell you, does anybody else think that Dominic's going to turn?
Yep.
No. I mean, not the way y'all think he's going to turn. He's not going to turn on Ray.
You said
he's
that? Did you say that, Dan?
I said this is the time.
No,
he's
going to be in love with Rhea.
Yeah.
He's going to be in love with Rhea.
He was supposed to be in the match. He was supposed to be in the match, and now he had the whole thing on with his dad at the end there.
He's going to turn on he's going to turn on Edge, which is going to be a soft turn, elongating the turn between him and Rey. Because if he turns on Rey, it'd be too early right now to make any real money at a major show.
I don't know. I just think
that's true, because there's nothing coming up, nothing major coming up until at least November. I get that. But I think it's going to be like, think of like Carmella and Ellsworth. Not that pathetic, but similar, because right before you got back, I was talking about how Rhea is now the de facto leader of that group, and they have
This is the 339th edition of the DWI podcast. What number of DWI podcast do you think is the last time we talked about James Ellsworth?
Hopefully, you don't even know. Hopefully, this one.
170, 160, 212 is 212, huh? You know that.
So you're just gonna cut me off midpoint. Okay, cool. Just
well, you said
fuck
James
what
Ellsworth.
I'm saying.
Also,
like
Platt, I'm a little.
Word of the
like,
also,
Platt, I'm upset with you.
You said
Carmella and that. He's like his dad right now in Rhea's China. Come on, Eddie in China.
No, because Eddie and China was too. It was reciprocal. Like he liked her, she liked him. I
when
think this
first.
Is gonna be.
I was about to say.
I'll
say it's 2022. You don't know that
she's leading her. She's leading. She being Rhea Ripley is leading Dominic around by his pubic hairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 2022. He's okay. Sleeping.
Well, then if you're gonna do that, Eddie, his real daddy, Eddie and China makes perfect sense. But if you want to use more of a Dom and sub relationship, pun intended. How about Victoria and Stevie Richards?
Oh man, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
How about
we all say the same thing? Y'all understand where the fuck I'm going with this? That's all. You get where I'm going with this, where I think this is going, rather.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Anybody got anything they want to say about this card before we kind of just go through it and make predictions?
Can I say that it's hilarious that while they gave them six banger matches, like the first actual pay-per-view in the UK stadium, 67,000 people, and y'all got fucking six matches? What the fuck?
What's wrong with that?
Can you give? I paid my money. Can you give me 4 hours worth and then let me go home? Goodness! Wow.
Come on, seriously.
You know they're gonna have some filler on there, man.
Of course, you gotta have
WWE pay-per-views in the past 2 years have been start, finish, good night. They have not been the filler like we're gonna talk about sooner than later.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The UK. So, well, shit. I don't know. Let's see. Bulldog dead. Roddy Piper dead. Andre dead. I'm trying to think.
He dead. That guy dead. Maybe yeah, that wrestler did.
Maybe Paige could make an appearance or something like
well,
that.
Tegan Knox, I think Tegan Knox will be there.
Dynamite Ooh. Kid.
Dead.
Dynamite is dead, bro. Good God.
That's the most recent death out of all the names I named. That was
Jesus
the most
Christ.
Got up
so,
out
all
of
right. So
Don't
we're going to
get
the
Daddy
prediction.
Then while you're at it. My God.
Instead of this show turning into how many dead wrestlers can we name?
Is Adrian Street still alive? Maybe he could hop a lot of
tears. Until his show starts, I'll be honest with you. All right. Predictions. Give me your prediction and try to keep it a little 30-second tag on there. Platt, Edge and Ray versus Judgment Day. What do you got?
Judgment Day needs the win here, man. They really do, because if they don't, what's the point? They're just going to keep losing steam. So I think they get the win here. Does Dominic turn? I don't know. I think he will eventually, but Judgment Day pulls this out somehow.
Adrian?
Yeah, Judgment Day needs a win here, or else they're going to look bad. So I'm going to say the Judgment Day. And Dom might turn, but we'll see.
Raymond Cashington's the seventh.
If you believe it. Judgment Day.
Hey, you're the four who needs to die.
Are you on this card, AJ?
I mean, do you know what that AJ stands now. For? Technically, I'm Edge, because we have the same first and middle name.
All
I'm
right.
About theory,
how about you, Dan?
You
how about your prediction?
I don't have the facial hair.
I say Dominic accidentally trips the leg of his dad. Oh, no, sorry. Of his dad. And costs Edge and Ray the match on accident. Starting the turn. Judgment Day wins.
Full turn, Judgment Day wins. Dominic,
hey.
Next member of the Judgment Day.
Shout out to Ray, man. He's not the stepdaddy. He's the daddy that stepped up.
So, shut up, bro. That's the end of the show right there. Can we go home now?
No. We got... We,
Ray,
only,
Ray got the picture
only one
kneeling
match
down
prediction.
With the shirt
on. The bell, Dan. I can't get the bell off of that one, man.
I'm looking
we
for
only
James
have 24
Ellsworth.
Matches to predict still, Ray. Oh, 24 matches still left. We're not going to predict all the rest of the
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Gunther defending the IC Championship. I think does Sheamus just need the IC for the Grand Slam? Yeah, I'll take Shamo here. DP?
It's going to be a ridiculously physical match, but I like Gunther coming out of it. I don't think it's time for him to lose the title.
Great.
DP's a smart man. I agree. Gunther is starting something very, very wonderful going forward. And it's gonna they're just starting to put some impetus back on the mid-card titles to change it this fast. I don't know, that'd be good.
AJ.
The ring is sacred. Gunther wins.
All right, Platypus.
His mama named him Walter. I'm gonna call him Walter. He's got to win here. They've clearly strapped the rocket to him, and they see big things for him in the future, and rightfully so. So, yeah, he's going to win this.
All right. All right. Keep it rolling here. Riddle and Rollins. Christopher?
This one's tough. I'm going to go with Seth freaking Rollins here. I think he needs a big win coming off the losses he took to Cody. He's Teflon in the big scheme of things, but I think he gets the win here. And I don't think this issue is over either. I think we're going to carry this out at least until Survivor Series. Not saying they're going to have a blow-off in Survivor Series, but they're going to be beefing for a little bit. This is just the beginning.
AJ?
I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to think Riddle gets this, but this is going to be a series of matches. I think Riddle, after the comments at the promo, he's going to go a little... He's going to delve into the Randy Orton and beat him, but this is going to be a rubber match series until November.
Ray?
There are three things you can guarantee in this lifetime. Death, taxes, and Seth Rollins losing a big match. Matt Riddle will win. Also, WWE booking. Matt Riddle has got his ass dragged at every single point of this feud. I don't think he's gotten one positive moment. He got to get the win.
Dan?
A positive moment will not happen here because I think he will snap like...
Fuck you.
Like Shamrock.
I knew I should have went first on this motherfucker. Go ahead, yeah.
Caused a disqualification, which will lead to Extreme Rules, which is the next pay-per-view.
So Rollins wins by DQ, right?
Yep.
Yeah. This is why Dan and I, after so many episodes, said we need more people than just two of us on this show, because you get the same fucking predictions 90% of the time. It's exactly what I was about to say. Matt Riddle looks good in losing by disqualification to Seth freaking... Matt Freaky Riddle against Seth freaking Rollins. Man, that'd be a show title. All right, gentlemen. Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka taking on Bayley, Kai, and Sky. DP, how you feeling about this six-woman tag?
It's great. You know, I don't know.
Ding dong, hello. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I...
God, Michael. All the match then, Cole. Stop talking to me.
It's my job to talk right now. God.
This is Bayley.
Hi,
Bayley.
Yeah,
I like Bayley.
Ridiculously surprised that Kai in the Sky didn't win the tag titles, but they're gonna win the six man.
Just call him Kai in the Sky.
Kai in the Sky. That should be their tag team name.
Kai in the Sky.
Yeah. Right. So, I think they win this one though.
Here's
they
gotta. You are like Kai in the Sky. Do-do-do-do.
Bayley looking at Kai in the Sky.
I'd watch that.
Y'all don't get it. Come on, I know you're a Beatles fan, Dan. You get it.
With diamonds?
Lucy with diamonds?
Bayley.
She got diamonds on in the soles of her shoes? Ray, how you feel about this one?
Well, I mean, if Bayley and the Kai in the Sky with diamonds don't win the match, what's the point? Like,
yeah,
you got to keep them serious, number one. Like, I'm not one of these people that believes in wins and losses, but they have to win. And most importantly, they lost the tag titles, which makes sense to me. But Bayley got to get over on Bianca to warrant a title match, right? So it just feels like they got to win. So
yeah, and plus those three are the ones that chased Bayley out of the ring and made them lose. So Bayley needs a little bit of a revenge tour. Also, Kai and Sky, come on, make a reference to WWF Day. No, I'm kidding. We literally just thought of a better name than Damage Control.
Two on the nose.
Don't get me wrong, Damage Control is good.
Kai and Ty is two on the nose.
Yes, but this is Kai and Sky.
But you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, with the Japanese girl and the Japanese faction, two on his nose.
Can they bring Funaki at their
2022, AJ?
I gotta throw some form of Japanese ballast. Come on.
But that's true.
Alright. Well, I do believe chaos. In... Chaos is good. I do believe in wins and losses to a degree, and similar to the Judgment Day thing, if Big Booty Bayley and the crew doesn't win here, roster. They're kind of dead in the water. They're just kind of getting their feet wet out here. So, yeah, they're going to win. Big Booty Bailey and the crew, they're going to win. I met her, by the way, down in Dallas. She couldn't have been nicer, man. I'm still kicking myself to this day that I didn't get a picture. I just didn't want to seem like a mark. So I ended up getting a picture with Mr. Anderson later in the night because I felt bad I didn't get one with Bailey. Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Anderson, though. He was cool as hell. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Anderson, though. He could have been cooler. But, yeah, and Big Booty Bailey, she was a sweetheart.
I was about to say, I like how you went from Big Booty Bailey. So you missed a picture with the ass, so you got a picture with the asshole?
You could say the same thing about Mr. Anderson, too, but that's neither here nor there. He got the...
I see what you did there, though. Yeah, Anderson got a big ass?
I'm an asshole. Oh, I was Ken Anderson's no selling what he did. You.
Ding you, sir.
Yes, I was no
selling. I ding you, AJ.
I just think it doesn't make sense to have a three woman team that's not going to stay together and Bianca, Alexa, and Asuka beat a team that's a newborn faction. And you guys hit that point all throughout your points. Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler. For the love of everything sacred, please let Liv be this transitional champion, and this is Shayna's time. Hunter wants it. I want it. Just fucking do it. Chris?
I agree 1,000% with you, Tony, because Baszler and Ronda is a million times more interesting than anything that they're going to do with Liv Morgan moving forward. That being said, I don't see it happening because Liv's been getting sunned this whole time. So I think she pulls this out, the plucky underdog. By, you know, some sort of fluke, similar to how she beat Ronda, some sort of fluky win. The plucky underdog comes out here.
I forget what wrestling personality said it on a podcast or an interview or whatever, but I kind of have to agree with what they said about Liv. I've never seen a weak babyface champion before. I like Liv. I want Shayna to actually get a legitimate single shot, but I do like the idea of you already have something built in with Shayna and Ronda. You need something to do with these tag titles other than like 2003 tag team rules. You got a tag team right there.
Right.
So number one, if Liv loses, she's ruined as a character, number one. So she can't lose. She has to win, at least not the way people want to lose. Number two, Liv did get over on Shayna in this feud the night Ronda threw the money on the table and Shayna was beating the ass and she hit the Dudley dog through the table with the messed up arm. That was a big moment.
Okay. I forgot about that. Yes. Because she's been getting sun since then, but I forgot about that. That's right.
Touché. Sure. And number three, there's been plenty of weak babyface champions. The problem is Liv doesn't have a character. Plucky and resilient only go so far, but those are not characters. Those are character traits. She needs a character. We don't know who she is as a character. Once she figures that out, and then on top of that, we don't know who she is in the ring. You know, she's likable, she's cute, and she's plucky, right? That's not going to get it done. So once she figures that shit out, she'll be fine. But she's like 15. I'm being funny. But like she's like 23, literally. So... she got plenty of time.
I agree with 100% of all that about Liv Morgan for sure. I'm on the same boat that I don't see her losing. I definitely want it to be Shayna Baszler's time. I think that's long overdue. I think they, you know, another character that kind of got ruined when she came up to the main roster. But I feel like the story they're kind of telling is that Shayna and Ronda are going to be some kind of a team or join forces. And at this point, unless Ronda's going to interfere and help Shayna win the title here, which is not going to happen when it's overseas, I don't see Shayna winning it here. So I just feel like Liv's going to hang on to this thing. Either Shayna and Ronda become a tag team or set up some kind of faction shortly down the road here.
Let me ask y'all real quick. Is that why Raquel and Aaliyah won the titles? Because Shayna and Ronda are going to end up clicking up and they're going to take those belts and try to give them some legitimacy, because that'd be why that happened.
You want to know the genuine reason?
I know the genuine reason because I know who's coming back champion. But I'm wondering
no that's that had
reason is because it did more for them than it did for the other two.
Well, that's the reason why they literally, yes, but I mean, the genuine reason is because they're the only two baby faces that were available to tag team together.
True.
That's it. Right? I mean, they're the only two baby faces on that roster besides Liv. Asuka and Alexa had to lose to Io and to Dakota for the point of the story to go. And the baby faces had to win the title because they made it a big deal. And you never see a title celebration like that at the end of a show for a heel. So there were only two baby faces put together.
They still could have pulled the rug off from under you and had every championship on the line in this six-woman tag.
Obviously, y'all know what I think, but I think that it would be interesting to have Ronda and Shayna take those belts and just kind of run roughshod a little bit. And then ultimately they break up and maybe that's the Rumble match. They fight each other.
I don't think Ronda ever holds a tag title.
But my prediction for Mania for the tag title match is actually Ronda and Shayna, Sasha and Naomi, EO and Dakota, and the Bellas in a fatal four-way.
Bro, so Mania is Becky and Ronda, man. That's set in stone. That's Becky and Ronda, man. Yeah, that's set in stone. Yeah.
We'll text me. We'll make a bet.
Gotcha.
Ooh!
Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Do we need to really talk about it?
One of you yahoos is going. Which one of you yahoos is going to be the one? Out of the five of us, somebody got to be the one.
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on.
You the one? You're the one. You're the one.
I won't talk about it.
We
literally skipped the match last night doing it at Outsider's Edge. I don't want to talk about it.
You got Drew McIntyre?
Look, when you sit at the table that the head of the table prepared for you, and the head of the table is the reason why you're able to be successful and eat in your endeavors, you don't speak ill of the tribal chief. Like they said in Encanto, we don't talk about Bruno, we don't talk about Roman losing. I am not talking about this wretch.
So what you're telling me is you're not going to get Drew McIntyre as a three-time WWE world champion is what you're talking about.
Number one, decent accent. Number two, I don't know that man.
Drew McIntyre.
We're close
enough to Scotland. Come on, we need to count out. No, it's going
to
be
real. I've never seen that man in my life. Sorry to this man.
Spoiler alert. We're going to move on to AEW All Out because there's no way Roman will be losing that belt tomorrow.
In luggage.
Maybe. You don't know. Someone could be let in.
Oh.
It would be a really good feel.
No.
Go ahead, man.
No.
You guys, it's been 730 fucking days. Drew McIntyre. He not only Drew McIntyre, but he doesn't fucking. Okay, we're gonna move on. Ray.
Hey, shout out to WWE though. Shout out to WWE because they have created some intrigue and some shout out to them. I agree, man. There's no fucking way. I agree, but shout out to WWE. They've done a good job of building this, and people think maybe.
No, people don't.
That's all.
Absolutely no one thinks maybe. Let's just go to AEW right now.
What are you talking about? This Mel Farmer just didn't want to say shit because he didn't want to look like a mark. What are you talking about, sir?
I can't believe I'm saying this. Please, for the love of God, go to AEW.
I need to talk some Hook and some Cool Hand Angelo Parker, bro. Get to it.
Hook got the best theme music in the business right now. And I don't even
got
like
the dopest artist.
Who's that? I don't even like Axon Bronson like that, but that's a dope ass song.
You don't like the Young Baklava?
No, man.
I tell you what Hook doesn't like is alarm clocks.
My favorite MC is Ghostface Killah, and Axon Bronson literally just stole his entire style. That's a dope ass song though.
Have you seen the music video though for the song Chairman's Intent?
I have not. That's the name song. I always call it You Don't Even Know Me.
No, it's called Chairman's Intent.
Huh. Okay.
Didn't Ghostface like co-sign Action Bronson?
He did, and then Action said some greasy shit on ESPN, and then Ghostface kind of had to check him a little bit. But he's gonna let that man live. He's going to let him eat. Like, you know what I mean? He's a young man. He's going to let him eat, of course.
It's been 5 years since we talked about James Ellsworth.
And that ends the urban part of this conversation, guys.
I'm up that era.
And now AEW.
Check my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door. No biting allowed. That's the era I'm from. You get your ass beat if you bite somebody else's style. I'm from that era, but that's neither here nor there. We moved on to 2022. AEW, All Out. Tony, please help me. I'm muting.
Greetings and salutations, melon farmers.
God, I could taste the mayonnaise from when you said that. Holy shit.
Big bite of mayo. Big bite. All right, there's a lot of fucking matches. I think we're just going to go around the horn and talk about what you want for this pay-per-view. My most intriguing thing, and I'll get out of the way for you guys, is that CM Punk is actually a betting favorite, which really seems weird to me. So I just don't see a world in which he walks out of there with the title. The trios thing is interesting. The women have an interim title now, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
this really alludes to the fact of how much we care about AEW.
You really
it's
think
not our fault?
You really think Punk's about to lose in Chicago?
Why not?
You think Drew McIntyre is going to lose in Cardiff?
Don't beat yourself on that one.
Ring the bell for yourself, he's done. All right, we'll see you at the end of the show. You got to stay here. You got to play the song.
Ah, fuck.
He's about as Costanza this motherfucker, right?
And that right there, Ray,
go ahead, jump in there and keep your thoughts on AEW.
I'll be the one to talk about the show. So I'm not buying the show, and I've bought every AEW pay-per-view except for one. I have no interest, number one. If you are a fan of the in-ring work rate, grapple, wrestle stuff, it's going to be a great card because they have great matches. The stories ain't there for me. But Powerhouse Hobbs versus Ricky Starks, I'm here for. Christian Cage, sorry, AJ, versus Jungle Boy Jack Perry, I'm here for. But the most interesting thing of the night has nothing to do with what's happening on front of the screen. It has to do with what's happening behind. There are all the rumors behind Punk. Hangman Page is now in the Trios Tournament final, which is interesting. It's against Kenny and the Elite, but... But then also, too, you know, there have been rumors that Malakai Black asked for his release. The rumors doubled down. I don't know how, like, substantiated they are. But, like, Danielson and Andrade and Buddy Matthews was in that, too. I don't know how substantiated that is. But there is a legitimate conversation about Malakai because he posted something on his Tumblr about being kind of unwell mentally and emotionally. So, like, the weird kind of impetus around the card is more interesting than what's happening in front of the screen. And if this was 1997, that would be great. This ain't good in 2022, dog, because it's too transparent. So, like, when people are more interested in your card because of the rumors behind the scenes than what's happening in front of the screen, you're not doing your job well. And I know Tony thinks that's what's working because he's a mark for 1998 ECW. It's not going to work, big dog. So, if you care about the stuff in ring, you should be happy. But there ain't no stories in here. It's like four matches that have legitimate stories. One of the longest stories on the card is Pac versus Kip Sabian. I guarantee you three of y'all don't know who Kip Sabian is.
I know who Kip Sabian is, man.
I can't do it. Black. I can't be funny.
Hey, thank Penelope Ford.
Notice DPA said shit.
Is he one of the Motor City Machine Guns?
Aren't they on this card? They're on this card, by the way.
They're on the card. Yeah.
What? Right? Yeah. I know who Sip Cabian is.
honestly, though, Ray, that's wrestling in a nutshell, man. The stuff that's happening behind the scenes is more interesting than what's on the screen a lot of times. Jericho and Bryan Danielson, I hate the build, but that should be a pretty good match. Jericho, when he has the right dance partner, he can still go, and there's arguably not a better dance partner in the world right now than Bryan Danielson, so that should be interesting.
Real quick, while I don't care about the build either, it is hilarious that it's basically they're fighting for the custody of Daniel Garcia. That's funny to me.
Did they ever fight in WWE? I'm sure they they had at one point in time because everybody fought somebody. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But all those years, just two times they fought
each other. Yeah, but Jericho would leave and come back, and then Brian was hurt, and you know, and they're just at different levels of the card when they were actually together in the company.
Well, their first match ever was actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, was the very first episode of the original game show NXT.
You know what pisses me off is, because Ray, you brought up Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs. These are two guys that are ready to go. These are two guys that they should strap the fucking rocket to. And they stuck fucking Wheeler Yuta and Daniel Garcia in the mix with these main event top guys, man. And Daniel Garcia, God bless him, man, but he has the charisma of a dirty mop.
That's he's been a wrestler.
For 6 days, and it's starting to stink. Like, those guys are ready to go. Those guys are stars. That promo that Ricky Starks cut on AEW on Wednesday, he got a little lost at times, but it was a main event style last promo, man. You felt the energy. You felt his charisma. You felt him, what he was saying, and you felt that he felt what he was saying. And it sucks that one of them has to lose because you can't – I don't know how you elevate two guys at the same time when one of them has to lose.
The same way Edge and Christian – and the Hardys elevated each other in 99.
But they tried. They showed each other, though.
Well, what else can you do? By the way, Wheeler Yuta got it. Wheeler Yuta got it. That's one of the ones that Hunter missed on. Wheeler Yuta got it. But to show you how random and frenetic the card is, the casino ladder match, which is like their thing, right? The casino battle royal ladder match has three tag teams. And Dante Martin, and probably Adam Cole as the Joker. So, So Claudio and Willie Yuta, Rush and Andrade, and Penta El Cedo Miedo Om Fedo Nighttime, whatever. Add insert next name here, and Ray Phoenix.
And like, Boyle.
So they basically were like, well, we don't know who to put in here, so just throw the three tag teams in here that ain't wrestling. Like, can we do better than that?
Yeah,
are you surprised at the booking, though? Like, we can't really just sit here and bitch about it because we know we're going to talk about AEW. We're going to talk about shittily. I came up with the word shittily booked match.
He's doing too much, man. He needs a Barbera right now. You know what I mean? Like, when Hannah and Barbera were in the meeting, Hannah said, hey, man, let's turn your fair heel. And Barbera said, shut the fuck up, bitch. Just draw the fucking cartoon. It's working. That's what Tony needs. Tony needs a Barbera. But yeah, the main event.
Anchoring for a Brontosaurus steak tonight?
But Punk is going to win.
I wouldn't be surprised. Wrong fucking show. Dude, what the? We're talking about the Flintstones, and you go into fucking Yogi.
The fuck are you talking about? What nobody talking about the goddamn Flintstones? I brought up Hannah and Barbera and Yogi fucking Bear, and then y'all wanted to get into some Flintstone shit. My son is fucking Bam Bam. I'm going fucking crazy over here. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I was the one that was about to say, hey, boo-boo, you haven't been pulling your weight with these picnic baskets. I'm going to put a chair shot right to your back.
Stick with this. Stick with Drew McIntyre, because my Yogi's better than yours.
Hey, I don't know.
But I am shocked.
6-year-old Yogi, bro. I'm just saying.
I have
a 26-year-old Yogi.
I don't know, Yogi. What about the Ranger?
I am surprised, though.
Fuck the Ranger.
Boo boo, let's go get some picnic up baskets.
See what I mean?
That's Yogi.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead, Ray.
Dan is the smartest person on this podcast. He don't say shit. He dings the bell that keeps it moving. Smartest man. I am a little surprised because I know Tony is allegedly doing.
Fuck yeah, guys.
Extra things in the
back. Ding! Yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Right?
I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. No, don't play that.
This isn't the actual.
Stop.
It's not the actual.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, Ray.
We good. I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I shouldn't be, but I am.
He'll get it together, man. Eventually, those VPs, because VPs change.
No, he won't. No, he won't. No,
and
he won't.
He'll write people in.
No, he won't. No, he won't. No, he won't.
You guys think there's going
to
become
a time. I'm trying to be positive, man. I know the Jacksonville Jaguars are a fucking dumpster fire, and his football club is a fucking dumpster fire.
Well,
I'm trying to be positive.
For the record, Fulham is good this year. I know it's a surprise, but they're actually kind of good this year.
Wow. See? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. See? Even a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and again, right?
We got to move on.
Yeah,
we gotta move on.
Real quick. Yeah, Punk's going to win. I think he turns heel.
Anybody else prediction on that one?
I think Moxley wins, but Punk's going to get pissed off and rage and all that to be a heel, and then he's just going to make Moxley's life a living hell.
Can I talk to you about the merits of Tomohiro Ishii versus Eddie Kingston on the pre-show? So if you look at the backstory from 1999, no, I'm joking, I'm done. And that was my
Andrew,
impression.
I didn't know you joined the podcast.
Yes, that was my impression of Andrew. There you go.
Oh, he used to get
that's not true.
Like ask him this day if you bring up Tokyo 3K, he probably will roll his eyes and say, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
I love you, Andrew.
You know why you didn't reference Andrew is because you actually made mention of Eddie Kingston. That's why that wasn't a true Andrew impression, because you actually acknowledged his existence.
Good point. Punk wins probably.
Dan?
Can I play a commercial now or ready?
The other last. Thought on AEW, I was going to give his last thought.
His last thought is, can you play a commercial?
I only know about half the people on the card. I don't know. So, you know.
And that's the ones that were in WWE.
That's the ones that were in WWE
hey,
with the new name, except for that Kip Sabian
guy.
Dan. So it used to be Billy Gunn? No.
No. All right. No. Hey, you know who wrestles for AEW right now? The Big Show?
Oh, is he on Dark? Is he wrestling now?
Supposed to play the what happened to the DWIs and when you play the bit? What happened?
Oh, we didn't do that.
Well,
we're waiting.
Well, it's the Big Show.
I can't do the sheet.
All right, today on the DWI podcast, we're going to run down Clash at the Castle. We're going to talk All Out, Worlds Collide. We got trivia and Seinfeld, the alternate side.
Hashtag not my DWI.
Fish that one.
Wow.
Not your papa's DWI. All right. Well, Worlds Collide. We do have to hit that. Then we can take a commercial break. Then we can get into the last couple segments of the show. But I don't know. Is this a big deal, them combining everything with UK? And we'll start with Ray. I mean, I think so. I agree with your head nodding. And what's this going to look like now?
Was a major deal, number one, because NXT UK was the best regular televised wrestling show in the world.
Sure. I can see an argument for that for sure.
Yeah, just nobody watched. True. And the significance of them kind of ending NXT UK so they can make it bigger and do NXT Europe and finish Triple H's global localization, aka making the new NWA territories type deal is commencing, right? But in terms of NXT, you have people like Miko Satomura, who never in a million years would have signed with WWE, who may be with the proper WWE. That's huge. You know what I'm saying? The merging of the championships to make NXT bigger. People who have been there from day one, like Tyler Bate, probably who's going to put over Bron Breakker, continue to lift his profile up. And someone like Ricochet coming, and shout out to Nikki at ASH and Doudrop, coming back down to continue to lift up further stars. It's a big deal and a big show, and honestly will probably be the best show in terms of the time period. Best bang for your buck. 100% of the weekend.
I mean, Melo and Rick is going to be straight fire. I mean, that's got to open the show, right?
Do you want to open the show or do you want to put it in the middle? That's a good question.
I want to keep it as far away from the fucking Braun versus Tyler Bate as fucking possible.
I would agree with that. Also, don't forget, I don't know if it's going to be on the pre-show or if it's going to be on the NXT on Tuesday. But Axiom, aka Don't Call Me A-Kid,
Nathan Frazier is on the
are
show
doing
now.
The British Rounds match.
It's on the card. Yeah.
Which, again, if you're talking about quality, you want high flyers. You like that bullshit that Ospreay and Ricochet did in some gym in Tokyo? Look at what these guys are going to do in a gym in Orlando.
AJ? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh, really?
I love this microphone when I hit the button and it doesn't unmute. Now I'm looking forward to all the
button
the,
or the button?
Button.
Button? Do you button. Say button or button? Button.
I say button.
Button in. Or button?
Butt in is usually what I say if I'm in a rush. So do Don't judge my jersey bullshit!
Hey, bro.
Anyway, no, I'm actually looking forward to all of the unification matches. Yes, even Bron Breakker and Tyler Bate I'm actually looking forward to, but the women's is really what I'm staring at. Miko, Blair, nah, I'm not going to call her Blair, B. Priestley, and Mandy Rose, because I think this is the time that Mandy loses it.
Hi, Mandy.
And fun fact, this is not going to be a trivia question, Nikki A.S.H. is...
Almost a superhero. That's what it stands for. ASH.
No. Point? Not the question. No.
Ashy Nikki around these parts. That's how much we Nikki. Don't like the gimmick.
The elbows, the knees, the lips. Shit. No, she's the only person currently on the roster that has competed for every single women's championship.
Big deal. Wow. She's gonna lose.
She's going to lose.
But it's still a big deal.
And Glass Joe is the only guy that at least 4 out of 5 of us fought. We've all fought Glass Joe at some point in time. How'd that work out?
Kicked his ass.
I
kicked his ass. Yo, my corner. 99.
I'm sitting out there getting mollywopped by this guy, and all my corner can say is,
no bullshit, man. I actually got beat by Glass Joe one time because I was bullshit.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to box.
You lost your opinion.
He
caught
me a couple times, and he got some confidence in him and shit.
You need to take a 2-minute time out.
I was bullshit. I tried to actually box with the motherfucker. He got some confidence. He hit a couple of It was funny.
Dan, hi, how you doing over there?
Great. This is very excited for the unification. I don't know if it'll ever come back to the point where NXT is on the same level of Raw and SmackDown like they looked like they were gonna try and do years ago. There, I wish they would try and go back to that. I think that'd be awesome, and especially if they're gonna expand NXT into a bigger, you know, global brand, but it does seem like it's going to be its own kind of thing away from Raw and SmackDown. So, I was thinking about this yesterday, actually, because I wasn't on last week and didn't get an opportunity to bring up my own topic, but we've talked about how the brand splits kind of suck ass, and the way they do the draft right before Survivor Series, and Survivor Series is always your Raw versus SmackDown, and like there's no point in paying attention to it because they literally just had the draft, so you have no brand, you know, loyalty or anything. We talked about maybe moving the draft to right around WrestleMania, which would be perfect. Here's my thought, though, is this is a perfect opportunity. Triple H is in charge. What did he bring back to NXT that was a big favorite in WCW? How about Raw versus SmackDown in War Games at Survivor Series? I think that would be really fucking awesome.
Can't do it. Regal's not there.
War Games.
So to say Regal's it, because he's because he has to
quite,
say it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have his voice.
They're gonna call Johnny Saint.
So
I don't think you can take that away from NXT if you want to make it a legitimate third brand. You can't take stuff like that away from them then, right? Because what they have going for them is War Games. What they have going for them is taking these old WCW pay-per-view titles and making them weekly specials too, for the lack of presence of not having a monthly pay-per-view, right? So I feel like taking that away, it's kind of cutting the legs out from under them, or at least one of the good ones, you know?
It's not a legitimate third brand anymore, though, Tony. That's what the reboot was all about. It's a farm system.
And I'm saying, but if you're going to try to make it that again, why take some of the best things away from them that they use exclusivity to boost their brand?
Who said they got to make that again?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because the guy who that was his vision, making it the third brand, he's the HNIC right now. So that's the farm system at this point in time.
HWIC for my Caucasian friends.
Okay, fair enough. My bad, man.
I got
I speak
it.
Plat. I speak
yeah,
plat.
I'm like, wait.
Oh, no, I got it.
I like put the words together. I'm like, oh, man.
Now, what's going to be interesting to me is that it's a multi-billion dollar corporate entity, but Triple H is trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube and turn it back into a wrestling company. And there's going to be situations and circumstances where those two visions are going to conflict. And it's going to be interesting to see, in my eyes, to see how he's going to deal with that. Because I have to imagine, for example, that Big Dick Nick Khan doesn't feel that great or feels a certain way about Triple H bringing back a lot of these guys that, you know, Nick allegedly was responsible for cutting because he was trying to trim the fat and make the company look more profitable. So it's going to be interesting to see how they're able to navigate those conflicts when they come up.
But my question to you and the whole and the panel, isn't there a good medium that's possible to be at this level of a company between wrestling and entertainment?
You've been watching it since Hunter took
I think so.
I mean, we're getting there. It's
going
to take time. Like, I will say that the shows have been better. They've been coherent. Do you know what I mean? They make sense. I don't like everything that's happening, but they're more. I mean, Raw most weeks was unfucking watchable, and I can't say that anymore. So you see the little subtle changes that Triple H has made, but it's going to be a minute before he's really able to implement, you know, what he really wants to do. It's kind of like how California just said after 2035, they're not going to make any more gas-powered cars. Well, you can't do that shit tomorrow, because if you do that shit tomorrow, it's going to upturn the economy, and it's going to be everything's going to go haywire. So it's going to be a while before he can really fully implement his vision. And I got to believe that his vision, not only is it going to be different than Vince's, him and Stephanie, I can't, you know, discount Stephanie, but it's going to be some conflicts with Big Nick Dick Khan as well. Is there a happy medium, Ray? Maybe, but that remains to be seen.
And if I may make one more point, I think that kayfabe changed at a certain point, where kayfabe used to be that you think what's, yeah, exactly, AJ, you think what's on screen is real. But now kayfabe is different in that it's working us to think that what's happening behind the scenes is real. So we have forgotten that if we don't like something on screen, that's part of the show. We're not supposed to like everything on screen, because that leads to more interest on continuing to watch. And we as fans have changed it to, well, if I don't like what happened on screen, well, I don't like the show. No, you're not supposed to like everything. Well, I like that the heel won. Oh, no, you're not supposed to. And maybe if we do get back to this middle ground, you know, maybe bring the spectrum back a little bit. And I'm a sports entertainment guy, 1,000%. Maybe if we do dial it back a little bit, maybe we can kind of rectify some of that, because it's almost unbearable to be a fan in this business, to be around other fans, not us five, but just in general, and see the rhetoric when something doesn't go their way. The internet blew up because Dakota and Io lost.
Yeah.
Baby faces are supposed to win.
We don't pay attention to idiots on this show like that. Some things are just better left not talking about, because what happens then is you just put more air in the balloon. I agree with you, honestly. Let's get Dan the last word, because we got running way late. We got two more things to do. Dan, go ahead. Last word on this weekend, and then we're going to take a commercial and come back with some fun stuff.
Oh, it's a shit ton of wrestling. Like, kind of like Ray said, if you want, you know, you enjoy just wrestling, you're going to love AEW's pay-per-view. You're going to love NXT's pay-per-view. If you love wrestling and a good story, you're going to love NXT's pay-per-view. You're going to love WWE in Cardiff. It's just, it's a good mix of everything for wrestling, if you're a fan of wrestling. So, which I think all five of us are. So, you know, good stuff.
Great conversation today, guys. It's just a big, this is a really big weekend for professional wrestling. And I'm glad, Ray, you came on the show today. And I love the conversation we had. All five of us with a bunch of great points. Let's take a commercial break. DWI 339, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, Chairshot Radio Network, thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com?
No, that's not why you should visit thechairshot.com. You should visit thechairshot.com because of this.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Xbox actually did that to his actual 1-2-3 kid theme. Anyway, yeah, we got trivia as always. I make sure of it. Ray, I know it's been a while. You got your pen and paper, bud? Just making
ain't
sure.
Ain't his first rodeo.
I know it's not his first rodeo, but it's been a while. That's why I have to make sure. DJ's been here twice, and we have to remind him.
I'm the one that did that put up a bit that y'all don't even do no more. Yes, I pay attention to the show.
He's like, what the fuck? I wanted the full treatment. Yeah, I forget stuff sometimes.
All right. So, Ray, it's been a while, so I'll let you get first crack. Door number
it's
one.
It's
Tobias! Two, three. Shut up, Tony!
Sorry. That's Reese's.
Door number one or number two?
One, two, or three?
Call them all.
Give me three because someone's gonna be counting the three on Saturday.
And it ain't the Samoan.
The total package.
Number three, Mr. Belaz.
Alrighty.
Oh man, Ray Roman better win because y'all know how Ray is, because Ray's not
relax,
like us.
Relax,
he's not I told you so, motherfucker. He'll be like very magnanimous with it. Like he has this nice way of being an asshole where you can't even get mad because he's so nice about it. But you know he's being an asshole
just,
at the same time.
He would
time.
Just sit there. Like, he just sit there and smile. He just smile. He wouldn't say nothing. Come on the Skype call and we just look at him. He's like,
number one, don't be mad because I'm civilized. Number two, I'm already in mourning because my tribal chief is going to lose. So I'm in mourning right now. Me and Paul Heyman are seeing the same therapist.
Ask the question.
It's a good thing that we're actually talking about Roman Reigns because who was the last person to pin Roman Reigns in a match?
Oh,
does it matter if it's singles or tag team or just in general?
I believe it is in general.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
They just said this, too, and I can't remember who the Mellow Farmer was. God
damn
it.
They did. It was about 900 days ago in 2019.
Yeah.
See, it's a good thing that we're not video because all of the confused thinking faces just made me pop internally. All right, let's see them answers. Dan says Rollins. Ray says Lashley. Tony says Sheamus. Mm. So does Platt. It's none of those guys, everybody.
Damn it.
AJ?
Jinder?
Nope. Don't
Simon?
Make Greg happy.
Jeff? No.
Nope.
Ambrose.
Good old, he's been happy. He's been sad.
Damn it. What the fuck? Motherfucker, because he just said that in a promo, didn't he?
Yep, he did.
And I remembered, and I just couldn't remember who was the motherfucker that said it, because, you know, Sheamus cut a nice promo last week as well.
Yep.
Damn.
Well, Sheamus is a good guess, because he was the one that lost the world title to Roman as well.
Sheamus 515.
Yep, Sheamus 515. Says I cashed in on your ass. All right, so donuts across the board on that one. Dan... one or two?
I can't pick my three, so I guess I'm going to go with one.
You're going to drop a deuce?
No.
I was about to say, you've been avoiding that deuce all year.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saving it up. Christmas, dude. Stockings are going to be full, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. I'll hold me to a stocking stuffer.
I'll take cash this year.
Oh, God. All right, so door number one.
I got a bunch
one.
Of twos in my wallet.
Who?
He does. Person. Hold on. Yeah, fuck, we don't have time. Go ahead.
Who was the first
pay me in $2 bills today?
Person.
That's a true
to
story.
Defeat Samoa Joe in TNA when he went on his winning record? Who was the first person to beat Samoa Joe in TNA to snap his 18-month winning streak? This has actually been a question before on the opposite foot on a previous episode.
I can't spell the shit.
Yeah, because you didn't say Sheamus, you said Sheamus.
I was Sheamus. He did the proper Irish spelling because there's no H in the Irish alphabet.
Shout out to Sheamus Tolman.
You meant, but I know.
Defender for Everton, McBoy.
I wasn't sure if you could read it without the H in there.
What? Wait, what?
It's like...
Okay, Dave says Angle. Ray says Angle. Tony says EY.
Who's Perk Angle?
Platt says Perk Angle, which is still Kurt Angle, the best Angle, not gonna lie. It was, in fact, the Olympic gold medalist from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Kurt Angle.
That's total BS.
The good old headbutt.
What said Eric Young?
That was not the best. Eric. When the lights dimmed in his eyes and they still haven't come back yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's what made him great. You just saw the intensity. It was like, oh, he's going to kill somebody.
It was awesome when Edge got him with the picture.
Yes, that was funny with the if people didn't watch Raw because they had Kurt Angle on, Edge redid the skit with the pictures with the stuff on the back. Sorry, I shaved your head. Sorry that Ray and I beat you for the tag titles.
Chad Gable was popping the shit out of Angle in the ring with that promo too. So if you people miss that, go back and watch it.
Also, I'm not gonna lie, it's a little fucked up that it was like, oh, we're gonna give him the Ray Solo Cup. Angle kind of has a. I know it's probably not real alcohol, but it's like kind of has a record. Let's not.
He did spit that shit out quick and fast.
He did. The props to him on that.
My wife was watching. Right.
So the last question, which is going to be a fun question. What Japanese wrestler...
Oh, I already feel like it's fun.
Innovated the move the Shooting Star Press. It is a known Japanese wrestler.
Tokyo 3K, I think.
This is an easy one. It's a known Japanese wrestler. It should be on your top 100s, which we're going to be reviewing next week. Shooting Star. The Shooting Star Press, innovated by a very famous, very popular, and a legendary Japanese wrestler, which has been on a bunch of different promotions.
Y'all ready?
No, I'm just fucking with everybody.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know Japanese wrestlers.
You know this one.
Do I?
Sure.
What, Tokyo 3K?
I only know right. Three Japanese wrestlers' star... names, so...
The shooting star of the wrestling promotion...
I'm going to kick myself.
Ray says Hayabusa. Platt says Liger. Tony says Muda. Who did you say, Dan?
Okada. I only know one of three names.
So, guess what? Someone actually did win with 2 points today. It was the real C. Platt.
Oh.
It was Liger?
I couldn't tell. I forgot which one it was. I couldn't tell between the two. Oh, man. That's total BS. Fucking play the outro. Let's get out of here.
So, did Hayabusa make? Was it the Phoenix?
Congratulations, Chris.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Can I help you? Name, please.
Seinfeld, you made a reservation for a mid-size, and she's a small. I'm kidding around, of course.
Yes.
Okay, let's see here.
66 years old?
Yeah, well, he's in perfect health. He works out. He's vibrant. You'd really like him.
Why do people always say that? I hate everybody. Why would I like him?
So what do you think? Could you go out with a 66-year-old woman?
Well, I'll tell you. She would have to be really vibrant. So vibrant, she'd be spinning.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. See, you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding. Anybody can just take them.
Let me speak with my supervisor.
Here we go. The supervisor.
All right, gentlemen. How many times have you been in a situation where you're arguing with someone at wherever you are, and they're like, let me go talk to my supervisor, and you know full well, they just walked into the break room to get a candy bar, and they come right back out to tell your ass the same fucking thing.
It's like right out of,
yeah.
Oh, jeez. Fargo. And Jerry Lundegaard goes to talk to his manager, and he just goes in, watching the game? And who's winning? Oh, okay. And then goes back, and yeah, sorry. I just, you know, I couldn't get the price down at all.
I actually did that when I used to work retail. Someone asked me, was like, well, do you have any more of these boxes? Yeah, let me go check real quick. This is Black Friday. Yeah, we don't have any.
I can also tell you that I had an issue. I almost had the issue with the reservation just a week ago with PC Tunney. At a certain golf outing that we went to, and I got there first and went in there for the reservation. They were like, well, it might be a little bit of a wait. Like, I'm like, why? Like, well, we don't have a bay ready or anything. It might be like 30 minutes or something. I'm like, what, didn't we reserve the time? Like, how are you going to be late? We reserved the time for this time. It should be ready. You know how to take a reservation. You don't know how to keep it.
Dan's sitting up in the upstairs bar waiting for me to walk in, and I walk in and I ask them and I set up everything, and they're like, okay, yeah, we're good. And I go up by Dan, I find him and the Dillinator, and he's like, yeah, they told me it might have been a wait. I go, I don't fucking lost my fucking shit. He goes, I know.
You don't walk to go, yeah, it's gonna be like a half an hour.
Oh,
like,
shit. Platt, let me ask you a question. Are those pretzels making you thirsty?
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
What, nobody likes that? I had a wholly different interpretation of the part.
I don't know why that line is so hilarious to me, but it is. And shout out to the old black dude that was on the episode. I don't know why he's so funny to me, but he was. He's hilarious to me.
He had no patience for anything. He's like, no. If you want to park the cars, then park the cars. What do I care?
I also love how after that...
No. Hold on, sorry, AJ. You can jump in for this. He goes, parking cars is as easy as putting on your pants. So let me ask you, sir, who puts on your pants?
I've heard a line similar to that before I watched this episode. I'm not going to lie. But I also love how, because of that pretzel line, everyone started throwing pretzels during Jerry's stand-up after that entire thing. That's dedication. That's dedication to make sure that the show goes over.
Ray, would you date a 66-year-old woman?
How fine is she?
Exactly. That's pretty much Jerry's point. Well, she
it's a lingerie blaze.
No, not a lingerie. But
not a lingerie. It's what's her name? Who's the one that's
Marissa Tomei?
Don Marie.
Oh, damn right.
Tammy Sitch.
God, no,
not Tammy. God damn.
The milk been gone bad on that one.
But hold on. I may have to take one for the team for Dr. Umar. I may have to take one for the team.
I think the only exception would be Sophia Loren.
No, Marissa Tomei. Pam Grier was still doable. Diane Carroll. Sophia Vergara.
They're all 66. You can only pick a woman you know that's already been 66 or is 66. You don't know what the rest of them. I'll give you Hallie because she just looks like she's 18 still.
But Rena Moreno, who played Maria in the original West Side Story, like she's still fine. She's in her 80s.
Salma Hayek?
She's not 66.
She's like 59. She's close.
No way. Selma Hayek is not 59.
Probably, actually. She's probably, if she ain't 59, she's knocking on the door. She's on the stoop. 56. She might not be on the porch, but she on the stoop.
Like, Selma Hayek is 56 years old.
Yeah, 56. Same thing.
Yeah, but you don't know what might happen in the next 10 years.
You know,
I might happen.
You bring up a fantastic argument. Girl.
You better grab us out to the beach house.
Oprah
Helen Mirren could still get.
Hold on, wait.
Gail had them thanks thing and Monday
Gail
night.
Gail King could still get it. Yes, them thanks.
Funny. Go back and watch this interview Monday night. Them thanks were thanging.
Them things were definitely thanging. I forgot about Gail King.
I don't know about you, but my peenie just went
whoop. Shit too.
Whoop.
All right, Tony. Would you date a 66 year old?
How much money does she have?
And that's the answer to that question.
Viola Davis?
Yeah, Viola Davis still looks good.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
She's not 66.
She gotta be in her 60s.
I think Ray just looked
up
66-year-old hot women.
Yeah, I think he's looked up 66-year-old actresses.
Man, keep bringing that kind of common sense to the show around here.
Yeah.
Ray, do you watch any Seinfeld? Have you watched Seinfeld? Is it just something you just didn't like, or you never really gave it, tried it, or?
When Seinfeld was hot, my my sense of comedy was not to that level where I understood it. It made no sense to me. It wasn't funny to me. I was a Friends guy. As I've gotten older, I've seen a couple episodes or clips, and they're hilarious to me now. So I've always said I'll go back and watch it eventually, but I didn't watch it. No.
Oh, Vanessa Bell Calloway, Cleveland's own.
Goddamn right, Vanessa Bell
Calloway.
He
had to throw in a
mama.
Cleveland's own.
How about Dolly?
Hell yeah.
Hey, Dolly.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall is not 66.
Yes, she is.
Oh, damn, Brady is.
No.
I was about to say, Ray is.
Do you understand
Ray
what
Rose
he Googled?
He has an entire fucking list right now on his
top
fucking 100. Monitor.
He's going to have a completely different top 100.
No, it's... But, I was about to say, no, it's the top 66.
Kim Cattrall is 66. I seen it.
For those.
Oh, no, I'm not. No,
hey, don't say shit. Don't say shit, Tony. Shut up.
Don't
whoop me. God damn it, you said it.
Oh, not my even. God. Now, this is one of the times where it's
Rod,
still where I wish.
No.
Dana Delaney. Wow.
Okay.
No, not
back at it. No.
Good lord.
Yeah.
This is
Jerry Hall, 66, and got one leg, man. That's two straight.
Oh, Malcolm in the Middle's mom. Is
there you go.
Yeah.
How about Delta? Delta Burke. I would have done Delta Burke when she was 26.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
God damn
it. But she could get it. Aunt Viv could get it.
Yeah. I've been there.
Oh, boy. Veronica, whoever, okay.
I don't know if I can follow Uncle Phil, though,
Phil wasn't following Uncle Phil in real life. That's the thing.
This
all
right. Jackie?
No, we're done.
Boy. That's on Seinfeld, right?
Nikki from Young and the Restless? Yeah, Kendrick, man. Please, I'm signing up.
Oh, hold on, Lisa Erbacher. That's that was the young lady from.
There you go, Tony, number 31.
What was her name in Beverly Hills Cop?
Who's
31?
I was just being.
Oh, you want to see?
Yeah, she look all right. Oh no,
God no.
33 was all right. What was her name?
As fun as this is for all of us, we're done with that.
I was about to say, this isn't a video podcast. This would be way fucking funnier. Also, wait, Ray, hold the fuck on. How many goddamn tabs do you have open?
Jenny, that was her name from Beverly Hills Cop. Jenny.
He's trying to rival Dave, apparently. Him and Dave are like the tab kings.
Well, when you work, when you like every tab I use, I'm this is my work computer. So,
all right, that's fair. Okay, I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, now if this was just like me on my regular computer at home, I'm a psychopath. No, this is my work computer.
Okay, good.
I'm glad that is on your work computer search history.
I would have shouted. I was about to say, I would have shouted and just been like, dude, bookmarks.
No, I understand. I would hope that you would send me to some counseling.
I'm like that, though. I'll have 8-9 tabs open on my laptop.
8-9 tabs is one thing. I have 22 open.
Got touche.
Yeah. I was about to say, I saw the menu.
Probably.
Yeah.
These tabs are making me thirsty, actually.
Loretta, what'd you do, Loretta Devine? Shout out to Ron Funches, Loretta Devine.
Nah. Probably, because you know she could cook, so you tap that and you get some chicken waffles.
Damn right. Goddamn right.
You
started something. I was about to say, wait a minute. Tony was considering it.
Tune in next week as we discuss 70 and older women.
Hey, for real, white guys, Google Vanessa Bell Calloway and tell me you wouldn't. Tell me you would. I dare you. I triple dog.
Hey, hold on, everybody. I'm a white guy.
Right now, cuz. Right.
You should better say, hold on, I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
What's her name? Ray, just pull it up for us, would you?
I would not.
Vanessa Bell Calloway, Cleveland's own, by the way, like I said.
Oh, she's from Cleveland? Then I don't need to
say that. Shut up.
She was Cleveland, old at the beginning of...
Why? Because she doesn't like cheese curds?
Was she the one... She was the one from Coming to America?
What's wrong with cheese curds?
Yes,
she's
she
the
is.
One that does the... There's supposed to be his
yes,
wife?
Fuck you! Fuck
yeah.
Me too!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Come on now.
Not with that hair. Yeah.
Talking about things thanging.
Yeah.
Them things be thanging.
Gales were looking better on Monday.
Yeah. How old is Angela Bassett? Because she could still get it, too.
All right. Welcome to the DWI podcast, episode 339. Sugar Mom.
Sugar Mom. From the way that everything's going here.
64. We're in that.
Hey, 2 years. In 2 years. 2 more years. You got to wait till
Ray. I think she's in her 60s as well. Lisa Ray.
339. It's not just Sugar Mamas. It's Black Sugar Mamas.
Well, that got all.
Brown Sugar Mamas. Brown Sugar Mamas.
All right. So, I think that
only 54.
Wrap things up.
Come back in 12 years.
My podcast.
Like, permanently.
You can follow me at Twitter, at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. Find a bunch of different articles and podcasts on thechairshot.com. And also make sure that you use the promo code Labor Day to get 20% off for your Pro Wrestling Tees shirts, and make sure you go to...
What was the movie Pam Grier was in? Jackie Brown.
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh,
yeah. Jackie
great
Brown.
Movie. Yeah. Great fucking movie.
Love Jackie Brown.
Yeah. Oh, there.
Grier was know what I mean. Grier was know what I'm talking about.
Ray needs us to finish this podcast now.
Hey, if somebody if somebody's got, you know, information on Helen Mirren, let her know I'm looking for her. I want to holler at her about some things.
That's
shit, Tina Knowles, throw her out there. She got to be in her 60s, right, Ray?
Oh, yeah, why do I feel like
literally what you told us before the show has got you going wild right now. You can follow me at PC Tony on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow this show at Podcast DWI on Twitter and Podcast and DWI Podcast on Facebook. Dan, I think that's what that is. Where can they find Dan the Man?
All over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me DPP. That's about it.
Christopher?
Sheree Whitfield. I don't know if she's 60 yet, but she's up there.
Christ on
something tells me I'm going to have to snooze the chair shot DM. Because this is going to be going on all day.
Y'all can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. Again, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Support the movement. Pick up a shirt. Use the promo code Labor Day this weekend. Get 20% off. Get it soft style. Please and thank you. Thank you and please. And again, Helen Mirren,
Chris,
I'm looking for
you. I got to tell you, Amber just DM'd me and she's asked me, why is Chris's credit card full of Epsom salt and hard candies?
Linda Carter.
Don't give away people's personal business, man.
Not hard candy. No, okay, well, let's be
damn,
specific.
That, that,
that's a friend.
Werther's Originals, okay? Werther's Originals.
They turn us off. They turn us off. Just like old people. Ray, where can they find you?
Well, I mean, it's for you 66-year-old women. You can do that too. And no. I'm like, I thought it right now.
What? You can find me in the adult diaper aisle.
I'll buy your mirror that, baby. I mean, I don't mind.
But from day to day, it depends.
That was good. That was
that was actually cool. Not bad.
I'm at It's Rare Cash. It's R E Y as in Mysterio, C A S H as in dollars. I'm trying to spend with y'all sugar mamas. Shout out to Ken Anderson. I see the shirt.
It's a shirt.
You know, folks, some days I just am more impressed with these gentlemen than others, and this is definitely one of those days. You've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW. Goodbye.
Ray, you didn't miss that, did you?
No, I caught that one. Now, if y'all didn't do that one, I wouldn't come back.
Ellen Barkin, she got to be in her 60s.
Jesus Christ.
Me and Platt are going to continue with the actual secondary podcast.
Brown sugar mamas.
Brown sugar mamas.
Platt's Netflix.
Iman! How the hell did we forget about Iman?
God damn it.
He's gonna. I'm Amber's, serious. Amber's Google gonna be Iman. Like, why are you watching all these Helen Mirren movies?
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The Golden Girls again?
Google Iman. She gotta be in her 60s. Google Iman. Iman is 67 years old. Google Iman.
Who's Google Iman? Is that a character from Monsters, Inc.?
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.